USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After a struggle, House lawmakers approved a resolution to formally denounce President Trump's recent tweet against four freshman congresswomen of color. Four Republicans joined Democrats to rebuke the president. Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
This resolution, these four women are no less deserving of dignity than anyone else.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support the resolution.
These comments are racist.
Republicans accused her of breaking House rules. Pelosi's second-in-command, Steny Hoyer, backed her up.
Characterizing an action as racist is not in order.
A GOP bid to strike Pelosi's words from the record failed, but it took a full vote along party lines to restore her right to speak.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
R. Kelly has pleaded not guilty to a host of charges. He remains in custody in Chicago after a judge ruled against granting him bail. The indictment also accuses him of child pornography and witness tampering. A judge is restricting the social media use of Trump ally Roger Stone. She says no more Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Stone, who was already charged in lying in the Russia investigation, is now in deeper trouble after a federal judge said he repeatedly violated her gag order. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't send Stone to jail or fine him in contempt. She said his behavior was more appropriate for middle school than a court of law. Stone has used social media to attack the case against him in the broader election interference probe. Jackson issued the gag order in February following the posting of an image of the judge in the crosshairs of a gun. Stone is scheduled to go to trial in November. He has pleaded not guilty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
As students gear up to go back to school, families are planning to spend more than ever on supplies. USA's John Clemens has the story.
In a survey of over 7,600 consumers, the National Retail Federation reports those supplies ranging from pencils and backpacks to computers and dorm refrigerators is at an all-time high. Mark Matthews is with the National Retail Federation.
Consumers overall say they're going to spend about $1,673 on both back to school and back to college. That breaks out into spending for back to school of about $697 and for back to college about $977.
Total spending for families for K-12 and for college combined is estimated at $80.7 billion.
A whole week of events is beginning to remember a huge first for humankind. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As events began to mark 50 years since the historic first mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's spacesuit went on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time in 13 years. And as it did, Vice President Mike Pence was on hand, saying of the mission,
"It was a contribution to the life of this nation, to the history of the world."
Armstrong died in 2012, but the surviving Apollo 11 crew members are taking part in anniversary events at the Kennedy Space Center all week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.